This is Ham Radio, fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit? Why? Because we can. Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
Ham Radio.
Tastes so good, make you want to see your mama. Don't it, Willie?
Yeah, boy.
Hey, mama.
What the hell you want with...
FCC.
Uncle Eddie.
Because you're the host of this show, you have total control over what happens on your show.
If you don't,
then you suck at your job. Then you suck at your fucking job.
Oh, yeah, I know all about the FCC.
Billy McNamee.
You big stupid with this motherfucking ball. Make him lick his own shit off your huge fucking cock.
Watch your language, you bud. We're on the air.
Ham Radio. Professional radio without the rules.
Listen, I'm here to get my money back for that ham radio.
Battery boy.
You are a scumbag. You are a scumbag.
I did tell him to stop.
We'll do it. Fuck it.
Professional radio without the rules.
Suck on it.
Ham Radio.
Make that clitty big and hard.
Woo!
Well, yeah. Oh, I'm so fat for you.
Woo!
Ham Radio, the most dangerous radio today. Ham Radio.
You didn't see any of that. You're a liar.
Oh my god, we need to play this fucking tape back.
Scumbag!
Fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit?
You heard, bad boy! Here's your target for tonight!
And now, Ham Radio.
Now that you opened up the G-Man in me!
Can you guys hear me or no? It's the
what?
Are we live on the air for you guys? Can you hear us?
What?
We're here. We are broadcasting. If you go to hamradioshow.com.
What did you say?
Wait, no, because somebody was just saying they couldn't hear the show. Hold on, I'm gonna.
I'll
go
to hamradioshow.com, click on listen now.
Gary Mora in the Ham Radio Show Facebook Live suite.
Well, I don't think any less than Gary Mora.
Gary Mora says, hey, Eddie, there's no audio. Other people are, I don't know. Can you hear the show? I hear you loud and clear from giggles. So,
there you go.
And trust me, I am very loud and I am very clear.
Yeah.
So there you go. It's the Ham Radio Show live on hamradioshow.com, part of the Unfiltered Radio Network. Of course, operators are standing by, 718-577-1389. Good evening, everybody.
Hello.
Oh,
is that you?
Baby.
Is that really you, Jerry?
All right, so Chad is in
Hello.
There. Chad, Nick, Aaron, how are you? Aaron, my friend. Yeah, I mean, everything's going on. If you go to the Facebook Live suite.
Is that Aaron the lawyer?
No, that's Aaron. No.
No.
And first off, Aaron, first off, you're thinking Al,
yeah.
which is not Aaron.
No.
Al is one name. Aaron is another name.
Oh, is he a lawyer?
You
too?
Dumb fuck. No. Aaron was part of my film crew that when we did the stuff for the Exotic Dancer Awards.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Yes,
yeah.
And he is...
He's an exotic dancer?
Yes, he is.
Oh.
But that's not the point. He's also... He does film.
Oh.
And
he films exotic dancing?
He films himself doing exotic dancing. You ever see the scene from Silence of the Lambs?
Oh, that's the guy?
Yeah. I'd fuck me.
I was a great...
Yeah, he tucks his giant... He has a big penis.
Yeah, sure.
He's a Latino gentleman, or at least of some... ethnic descent because he has a 24-hour tan.
Yep.
He tucks his mammoth penis.
Yeah, I love it.
Between his legs, and he does the whole.
He puts the lotion on the skin, or he gets the hose again.
No, but see, you're doing a different scene.
Oh. Right?
No, but you're doing a different scene.
All my friends are gay. All my friends are gay.
Aaron does the. Yeah. I'd fuck me hard.
That was him.
Yeah. So that's what he does. But he also...
Feel better now?
Besides being a phenomenal... you asked.
Well...
Besides being a phenomenal...
dancer.
Artist.
Oh,
I guess artiste.
Oh, he paints?
No. What he uses, his vessel... in the art world is his camera
he has a boat?
And his not that kind of vessel.
Oh.
Just stay on track. Stop asking questions because you're going to hurt your brain.
Okay.
His vessel, his weapon in the art world, his Rembrandt stroke comes from his camera, his lens, his microphones. He made this fat tub of shit look great at the ED Awards, along with other people.
That's hard.
And it was a great thing.
There's some things you're not meant to know.
Exactly, Joe. So don't ask questions.
Yes. Yo, you started it.
By the way, Aaron did say, I would fuck the shit out of me.
Ah, that's a guy.
Very nice.
That's a good man.
Mm.
I don't know.
So he's not a lawyer.
Sorry, we're drinking. No, he is not a lawyer.
We've established. And
not in his spare time.
And
either,
Al Riverdurci, who calls this show, by the way, 718-577-1389, is not a lawyer as well. He is in law school.
Oh, right.
He's attempting to become a lawyer.
He's becoming a lawyer.
He is my future entertainment lawyer in training.
He's
is
training,
Al
going to
be
yes.
at the expo this
No, but
weeks?
You know who is?
Who?
And we need to figure out... good thing that you brought it up.
I should.
Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. I suggest Saturday because that's when he's going. Bisexual Marcus
is
going to be at the expo.
Together, yeah.
So we should all hang out together.
Sure.
So I think Saturday would be the better day.
Okay.
I wanted to ask you. I guess we'll ask each other on the air.
Did Marcus get press passes too?
No, Marcus has. He bought his.
He had to pay?
Well, because he didn't fucking. He waited too long. Here's what happens. I try to help out everyone.
Absolutely.
Whether it's Comic-Con, mm-hmm. whether it's the Exotic Expo, Exotica, which will be in Edison, New Jersey, November 2nd, 3rd, 4th, I believe.
Right, and if you travel up the Jersey Turnpike, there's a big giant sign for it.
Yes,
there
is.
Oh, really?
Is.
Yeah.
Yes, Exotica.
I guess they got money this year.
No, they
always have that sign
no,
up
No, they
every
always,
year.
Yes.
I've never noticed.
Hi, Phil. I am not high. I've been drinking. We're drinking whiskey.
Yeah, we were high last night.
Yeah. No, I wasn't really high.
I was a little high.
Well, you got high?
No.
I didn't get high because you didn't offer me any.
Yeah, but I drank a Boilermaker.
Yeah, well, we drank. We didn't get high. We got drunk a little bit. We got a little tipsy.
Yeah.
Well, if you got high, why didn't you offer, you cheap fuck?
Why didn't I what?
Offer. Joe gets deaf when he wants to.
No, I didn't get high on
I'm just asking.
On drugs. I don't do drugs.
Nick says you're high on ham. Maybe
I used to be.
It's a possibility. By the way, who's talking about? Yeah, Pervy the Clown is bringing up the Exotica. Yes. So let's finish one topic at once. We have ADD on this.
Is Pervy gonna be there?
I don't know. We have ADD on this fucking show. Thank you.
God, that was
sorry.
Long.
Yeah.
All right, we've bounced back.
Yeah. I was pretty much trying to focus.
What the hell was that?
All right, so Pervy, yes, Exotica, it will be in November. We're going. Now we will be there. Guaranteed there on Saturday.
On Saturday, sure.
Which I have no clue what that date is. It's either the 3rd I want to say it's the 3rd. We're in. That's an October calendar, you dumb fuck.
That's why.
It's your calendar. How do you
one,
not know
two,
things?
Three. That would be the 3rd, would be your Saturday.
Saturday, yeah.
Where are you seeing that?
Well, if the 31st would be Wednesday,
yeah.
Then Thursday would be the 1st.
Says who?
Friday would be
the Mayans?
2nd.
Who says that, Joe?
I don't know.
Tell Billy he's wrong.
Election day or something?
It's the L's.
No, November 11th, you're thinking of later, by the way. By the way, Chad, we have tons of Dennis Hoff stories. Randomly asking me about Dennis Hoff. That's fun. Also, by the way, the Dennis Hoff show that we did last week. The video is almost at 2,000 views.
Yeah, how come?
Because it literally got whored out by everybody. I believe everyone at the ranch was listening to the show, and then they whored out the show. I know that Black Cock Craving Carla Kitty, she promoted it.
Yeah.
I know that Bisexual Marcus whored it out. A ton of people shared the video, and God bless you for sharing the video, because that's how we get seen more.
Yeah.
That's how that happens.
Exposure.
But if you want like really good Dennis Hoff stories, you can listen to last week's show, Chad. Or you can also, I mean, I'm sure if you want to ask, you can ask me anything. I'll talk about Dennis for a whole segment if you wanted to. I mean, we have other shit to do today.
Can you imagine the ratings if you died?
If I died, the ratings probably wouldn't change much.
Because
no one else would do a show.
I'd do a show.
You would do a show if I died.
I would do one show, because that would be the last show.
You guys try to do shows without me all the fucking time.
No, the show, that would be the end of the ham radio show, for sure.
Yeah.
Then it would become,
but I would
do
one last show with the guys.
Billy, stop trying to be funny. You know you're not going to.
He was a nasty motherfucker. No, he was a good guy.
I am totally not a nasty motherfucker.
Well,
I'm a nice.
No.
When you guys fuck up and you guys start being dicks first,
well,
and then I retaliate, it isn't a bad move.
It's a fuck.
Yeah.
I don't like
yesterday, him. Last night, you didn't see me bitching at Joe. We're driving.
You were bitching at me all day long.
Wait, hold on.
You are the worst backseat driver.
You are the worst driver in general.
Well, baby.
Wait a minute. Joe has a brand new, this souped-up Dodge
that he's
fucking driving, right? We went 20. We didn't even do the speed limit. We did 20 on the fucking streets.
Dark.
Then what happens is this moron.
It was dark.
Wait. Getting there, he has it on his phone.
Yeah.
The GPS is right there. By the way, we went to the Beyond, what's the name of it?
Kepler.
Beyond Kepler. We went to the movie premiere last night.
Was it great?
Michael Mogiri, who's on this show all the time, he came here 2 weeks ago to promote the big event. Let me tell you, this movie's fucking phenomenal.
Oh, yeah.
When you get it, somehow, if you get the ability to see the movie, it's because it's going on the film festival circuit. If you get to see the movie, check it the fuck out. It's awesome.
Absolutely.
Me and Joe totally agree. It should become a series.
Yeah, Mikey's got something.
Yeah, it's really good. You kind of get invested when you're watching it.
Yeah.
So anyway, we'll get to that in a minute. We're going there. Joe, first off, has lived on Staten Island
35
fucking years. He can't find shit on Staten Island.
All roads lead to places.
There's three major roads on Staten Island. That's about it.
Yeah.
If you find one of them, you'll get to where you had to go. If you make sure you're going in
the right
direction, you'll end up where we're going.
You got to get to those three roads.
Not to mention also the St. George Theater
is... what, a block away.
Wait. The St. George Theater is legitimately near the water because it's right near the ferry terminal.
Yeah,
okay, so now...
At least we know Joe doesn't do jury duty.
Yeah.
Because it's only right across the street.
I don't have to do it anymore because I'm old.
Dude, he can't find shit.
You know, I didn't know that. When you get to a certain age,
they don't take you anymore?
No, they think you fucking see.
Senile and racist.
Can we focus, people?
Oh, sorry.
I want to get back to how bad you are as a driver.
Oh, okay.
So now, number one, we're going there. He has the GPS in front of him. The GPS is telling him where to go. He goes, "Do I turn here?" I'm like, "It says 1.9 miles."
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
It says 1.9 miles until you turn. 1.9.
That's a long way.
It's nowhere near turning. He goes, "Yeah, but there's a fuck on the map. It's curving."
Curving, yeah.
That's not a turn. That's a straight line. The whole thing's...
signifying there'll be a curve in the road.
Yeah, there's a curve in the road. That's all that's there.
It was confusing. It was.
I understand.
Dude, it's remarkable how bad of a fucking driver Joe is. So wait, that's not even there. Then on the way home...
We got on that road.
Dude. This motherfucker somehow gets off the major road.
Yeah, that happened.
And drives up what legitimately he keeps telling me is a two-lane street. There's no way this is a two-lane street. We're on a mountain. Somehow we got on a mountain on Staten Island. I shit you not, the street had to be...
Emerson Hill. You know,
yeah.
Emerson
Dude, Hill. So what you did, you stayed all the way to the right, went up around it. That is a two-way street, by
the way. No, not where we were. There's no way.
That's a two-way street.
No, there is no way this was a two-way street. Joe, Billy, let me tell you what happened. There is
I know exactly where
no,
he was.
No, you don't. You
yes,
think,
I do.
No, you don't. Joe will fucking attest that where we went was not a two-way street.
No.
He kept swearing up and down it was.
It is.
No, that one part was.
You got to pull into somebody's driveway if somebody comes the other way.
That one part of that was a two-way street. The one part. Mm-hmm. Then Joe goes, oh, well, if we turn here, we're going down the hill. I'm like, Joe, it's a hill. Literally, you go up on one side, you go down on the other. You couldn't have fucked it up. If you stayed straight, you would have been fine. He goes, I'm going to turn here. So wait, hold the fuck on. Don't interrupt because you weren't in the car. Let me tell you what this fucker did. We're in the car. We're driving around in pitch black.
It was black.
There's nothingness
they
on
don't
this
have
fucking
street
hill.
Lights up
there's
there.
There's nothing.
Sort of quote-unquote private.
Yeah, so we're driving around on this
a
fucking
lot of rich
hill.
People up there.
Joe can't find his ass from his elbow.
No, I can't.
He has no clue where he is. Then we magically end up back on Richmond.
I did it.
And when we get back on the main street, he still doesn't fucking... We're on the bottom of the hill. He's waiting. I'm like, Joe, you gotta go. There's people coming. Like, at us. You have to make the right now. Make the right.
I gotta be careful.
I don't want to hit nobody. I'm like, Joe, you're going 2 miles an hour.
He's the worst backseat driver.
Dude,
I thought my wife was the worst, but he's
dude,
worse than
I would
wife.
Love somebody to go driving with Joe. Please go driving with Joe and tell me I'm wrong.
You are.
Joe literally, dude, we're on Richmond and Clove.
Clove, yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
He's in the middle of the street. He goes, should I turn? It's a green light.
Yeah.
There's cars flying by us. He goes, should I make a left or go straight? And the car's just stationary in the middle of the street.
Well, I was asking.
We're not in a turning lane, Billy.
Well,
we're literally in the middle of the fucking street. He goes, I don't know, should I go right?
Should I go straight? I don't know. They could see me.
It doesn't make a difference.
Dude, it's so...
This is why I hate driving people like this.
Oh my God.
I'm an excellent driver.
Dude, you are horrible. I'm sitting there and I'm like, we're going to die.
No.
We're going to get hit by... And also, Joe, at this point, had been drinking.
A little bit.
We had drank before we went. Before we went into the movie premiere,
What happened?
That's what Joe said.
Turn left here.
The Swedish chef GPS.
I know, yeah.
So, like, we're sitting there, and I'm like, should I go left? That's what he says to me. And, like, we're in the middle of the street. We're not even in a turning lane, Billy. We're in the middle of the fucking street.
I know.
And he goes, should I go left or should I go straight? Or what's it? I'm like, do something, Joe. We have to fucking move.
I didn't know.
Oh, my God. It was horrendous.
Yeah.
And that was only one part of the adventure last night.
Yeah.
Then we get to the place. We park.
You see what you missed, Billy? We had a good time.
Oh, dude.
Uh-huh.
We park. We got there too early because me and Joe, unlike other people, are punctual.
We are.
We are definitely on time or early.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we go... We're never late. We're on time or early.
Mm-hmm.
So we go, okay, let's go find a place to drink or eat or do something. So we parked.
That's the only help you have.
We parked our Jetson car. We were fine.
Yeah.
We find a bar. We're drinking. Then Joe pulls the Italian where he doesn't want you to pay.
Right.
Yeah, money.
Now we're fighting over money.
Yeah.
And I tell the woman, I'm like, his money's counterfeit. Don't fucking take it. I put it on the side so she takes mine. He had to buy the second round.
I had to.
He had to because he felt so like he had obligated to.
Yeah.
So he goes, he buys the fucking next round. So now
besides, I wasn't high enough.
Yeah, so now now we're drinking. So now we've been like, you know, what'd you have?
Black and a beer.
Yeah.
Johnny Walker Black and a glass of beer.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I love
it. No, they had Doors.
Oh, that's right. I had a Doors and a Coors.
He said he doesn't even know what the fuck he had.
Well, they didn't have Coors. That's why.
I know, but you didn't have Coors either then, did you?
No, they didn't have Coors. They had like a...
You had like a Bud Light.
Bud Light. You know, and you
all
have,
right.
You have the shot of whiskey on the side.
Yeah.
You take a little... It's a Boilermaker. You take a little sip.
Oh,
a little,
I know.
Little,
I've got, been there.
He's been there. He's done it.
You know, you have two of those and you're on vacation. You think you're in Cleveland or something.
Giggles sometimes. Is saying that Billy has road rage.
He does. I know.
And
we
probably lose his shit dealing with a driver like, absolutely.
Uh-huh.
That's the other part. Billy is like, at some parts was defending Joe in this conversation, going, I know where he was at.
I know where he was.
No, dude,
I know.
No,
but
where
to get
car,
there
no.
Is
where the,
fucked up.
No. Where the car physically was,
he was scared.
At the time, yes, because it wasn't a two-way street. There was no way this was two-way.
And it's like a cliff, you know?
Yeah,
you
can and, yeah. The wait, cliff. Not only is there a fucking cliff, he's blind as a fucking bat.
I can't see.
They're doing construction, so there's no way to do...
Mr. Magoo.
What is literally a one-lane street is now fucking even smaller because they're doing construction.
What are they doing?
And this asshole decides, I'm just going to make a left.
Yeah, why not?
So now we're just making lefts on things that we have no clue what they are.
I did it.
Joe literally almost turned down a one-way street to go someplace. And he goes, I'll just turn anyway.
Yeah.
And you're like, if it's a one-way street, you can't, Joe.
It's not one way.
And then wait, the best, the overall best, because he's one of, he's just like, Billy does the same thing. They all get cocky and arrogant when they're in their clothes. Mm. I go, Joe, the entrance to the fucking, the parking thing, there's a giant curb.
A giant curb.
And then literally an entrance. So you have to go. Pass the curb and then make the right.
Well, yeah.
He goes, I see it.
Yeah.
I see it. As soon as we literally make the right, we go.
Yeah, but I got one of these SUVs with the big tires.
Yeah,
you know?
So
which
he doesn't care.
Really...
I'm made to go off-road.
Yeah, he doesn't care because he's driving
some of these curbs are cut just right, so it cuts the tire.
Why do they do that?
Because people get stupid and drive over them.
That's crazy. They shouldn't
and
do that.
Those tires are expensive, and they're a pain in the ass to change.
Yeah, this thing is like...
Well, I wouldn't change.
This is a Dodge... What are you driving now? A Dodge what?
It's a Durango.
A Dodge Durango. It's literally like a tank for Joe.
It is a tank.
Joe is not used to having a tank.
Yeah.
He had that van for years, but this thing that was low.
And
this thing's high.
Up too. It's got a Ram. What a Ram they call it.
A Hemi. It's got a Hemi. It's got a Hemi engine in it. Because you hear it when Joe actually puts when he put the pedal down a little bit, and we drove like 35. I was like, whoa, look at the fucking giddy up on this thing.
Hey, you're gonna have to answer the phone soon.
Oh,
but
people are calling?
We gotta go to the
break.
Yeah.
Well, let me answer the phone now, see who it is. Ham Radio, who's this? Yellow.
It's the clicker.
Hey guys. Ow.
Ow.
Hey, let me hear it, Al. Let me hear it.
Fuck you, Joe.
That's there you
funny.
Go. Fuck you, Joe.
That's my guy. I love him.
By the way, he got you, Al, confused with my friend Aaron. For some reason, you're both lawyers, and I guess Aaron is Al now. I don't know how that works.
No, Al's Al. Are you going to be at the expo, Al?
You coming to the Exotica Expo?
When is that the first weekend of November?
Well, according to Billy, because Billy used the Mayan calendar.
That's right.
Billy said it is a Friday. So the second is a Friday.
Right.
The third Saturday and the fourth. So yes, it should be the first weekend of November.
Math. I think it should be available. I'm just checking because I know there's something like a law school function that I have to be at.
Wow.
So I'll definitely double check that.
How to play grab ass and not 30 years later get caught for it.
There you go.
Al's getting important now. There's a calendar.
He's ahead of
the mercenaries.
Well, the last time Al was with us, we were getting me and him were getting whipped.
Yeah, I know.
By that hot chick.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So we gotta do that with bisexual Marcus now too.
Sure.
Because I think he can a black guy getting a whipping.
That sounds really cool.
Yeah, it's gonna be
this time in the
century. Not even February.
Yeah.
For that.
Why don't you come with us, Billy? We'll have you whip you.
Saturday? No, nobody's whipping me.
Oh, okay.
No, I would not. First off, you don't have to do it.
Yeah.
Okay. I wasn't going to.
Me and Al Reverdurci, both were like, yeah, we'll do it, because the chick was hot.
She was.
The chick was hot. We were like, okay.
And she touched his privates, too.
Oh, no, yeah, she grabbed my dick.
Yeah.
She grabbed my dick.
And Eddie did not protest.
Suffering succotash.
That was me. That was how I was quoted.
That's exactly how he reacted, too.
I believe it.
Yeah. So, Al, what's up, man?
Not much. I just got back from school, so I saw that you guys were on, so I was like, all right, cool. I have time to, like, call in and just shoot the shit.
Thank you.
Now, have you heard my story about Joe's horrible driving?
No, not that one.
Joe literally doesn't go over 20.
Oh, it's not true. I did 25, 26.
Not even. We do 20.
Well, that's because you got all these laws that you can't go more than 25.
No. Billy, we weren't even doing the speed limit. There's no way we were doing the speed limit.
I think the speed limit in Staten Island is 15.
No.
What the fuck you been driving?
I don't know. That's what they told
you
me.
You better get those eyes checked because those little squiggly things on the sign are important.
Oh, oh but,
Billy, by the way, what are you fucking sending Morse code on your phone, Al, by the way?
I think so.
Squeaking up.
Your phone's going like, it sounds like you're fucking banging R2-D2 on my phone. Yeah, your phone sounds like monkey shit.
Well, that's
why I got you guys on the speaker. Hold on.
Yeah, get off speaker.
Hop on out.
There you go. Now you don't sound like an asshole.
That's the most
now, this won't hurt a bit.
By the way, so Billy can't go to Exotica because it's his son's one of his kids' birthdays.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Stepdaddy has to be there.
Oh, why don't you take the kid with
Take the kid to Exotica. We can get him a butt plug. Uh-huh. Or,
no good.
I don't know. Maybe when he's 18 at least.
Yeah.
No. How old is he going to be for the birthday? You even know?
We're looking at 10.
All right, so 10. How great a 10-year-old's fucking day would be.
Yeah, he'd never forget it.
If he goes like everybody else.
I know he would.
What kind of party did you have?
Yeah.
Ooh, Justice League.
Yeah.
What kind of party did you have? Cowboys. What did you have? I went to the Exotica convention. I saw titties.
I was with.
It's the best fucking thing. The girls can sing happy birthday.
And they would, too.
We can get a cake with a bunch of dildos and put candles in them.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
I would love this.
You could ride the giant dick.
And this is why we...
That image is burning into my mind.
Yeah.
Better lawyers than mine.
By the way, Nick, our Canadian Unified Network technician, has done his due diligence.
What did he do?
Staten Island's speed limit.
Yeah.
25 miles per hour.
Right.
There is no way that Joe even did 25 miles per hour.
Oh, sure.
There's only a couple of places where it's like 5 and 15. Like down by the beach in Oakwood Beach, they have 5 mile an hour.
I think by my house is
and
Mark is
no,
high.
This
by
is
the
25.
Way. Oh,
25. And 25. Then this Giggles really says, small side street, so they put up like 15, 10, 20.
Giggles says no, and I'm a sick bastard.
Yes, you are. Well, Giggles is right.
How your kid would totally fuck Transformers,
mm-hmm.
fuck Paw Patrol,
yeah,
titties.
Yeah.
Ass! Wow. You're 10. Be a man!
Wow.
Is this the one with the mohawk?
No.
Oh, it's the other one? Oh, I like
the
kid
other
with the
kid.
That's the one I know. I don't know the other one that much.
He's the old,
right.
He's older.
Because he doesn't want to know you.
I know. No, none of them do. It's not like Giggles would ever go, here, meet Uncle Eddie. That would never happen.
Don't touch that.
We
man.
Don't want to make them.
Do you want to? How about this? Wendy the Retard, by the way, hanging out with us. Do you want to maybe. We'll go to break.
Yeah.
Well, but we can have you go through the prize box, and then you can get, like, a sex toy.
Ooh.
We're going to break, Joe. You can wait 4 seconds. Joe's
no,
making,
we can't.
He's moving shit already to go run out the door. Get out of here, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, go through the thing and pick out, like, something to give the kid from this, like, a butt plug, a flashlight, or something. From us, from the Ham Radio Show.
Sure, wonderful. Yeah,
to
yeah.
You.
We
I'm
can
just,
do
for,
that,
to
yeah,
the kid.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, yeah. Let's go to a break, because we're now way overdue.
Well, I got Al on the phone. Al, I got to hang up on you.
Yeah. Yeah, no worries. I'm just glad to call in.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Study well and get edumacated. We're going to need a lot of help.
There you go.
You got it.
Something's wrong. Wifey's in the studio with us. What did Joe do now?
Uh-oh.
What did Joe do? God damn it. All right, let's go to break. It's the Ham Radio Show right here, WNJC. WHAM, part of the unfiltered radio. We're going to break, though. So
okay.
We'll put. Oh, hold on, Joe. You're not even on mic.
Oh, is
and it? We'll put your wife on if your wife wants to do the show when
no,
we come back.
It was criticizing my driving. Am I a good driver?
Wait, hold on. Wait a minute. We can't go to break in. Hold on. Because she knows. Wait, speak right into this microphone. Let's set this up for wifey. Hold on. How bad is Joe of a driver?
I'm a great driver. You tell
shut up. Me. Pretend we're in the car. You be quiet. Let us to talk about you.
He's a very good driver. He's called a turtle.
Oh my God! He
very slow.
What are you talking about? I do the speed limit.
You don't do the speed limit.
I said I want a divorce.
You do less. That's it. That was the
no,
line.
No,
that was it. Huh?
Once you pass the 50-year mark,
no,
there's no divorce. All right, we'll take a break. Joe's going to go see a divorce lawyer.
Okay.
We'll take a break. We'll come back. Okay. It's the Ham Radio Show, 718-577-1389. Wendy the Retard waiting in the wings.
Yes.
Tons of other people. Ricky Love coming by. It's a whole bunch of stuff today on the big show. We'll be right back after these. Yeah, Wendy the Retard from the Howard Stern Show. Or Wendy the Slow Adult, depending on what show you're listening to. We'll be right back after these words.
Sir?
What?
Are we being too literal?
No, you fool. We're following orders. We were told to comb the desert, so we're combing it.
Found anything yet? Nothing yet, sir. How about you? Not a thing, sir. What about you guys?
Well, we found the man cave.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
This is Ham Radio, fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit?
The Unfiltered Radio Network. HamRadioShow.com.
ED Publications has proudly been serving the adult nightclub industry for over 20 years with news and resources for the strip clubs and exotic dancers. Visit EDPublications.com to find out more about their yearly ED Expo convention and awards, magazine subscription, and advertising offers.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000-square-foot mega club with a 20,000-square-foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode on the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on HamRadioShow.com. Go to HamRadioShow.com and click on the downloads link.
Come live the vivid experience in one of the hottest clubs in America and enjoy the best in adult entertainment. Party with the sexiest dancers and surround yourself with the most beautiful girls. Relax in an upscale atmosphere and enjoy the variety of first-class amenities our various clubs have to offer. Enjoy exclusive events and special promotions, live radio broadcasts and celebrity guest appearances, the hottest clubs from the name you know. Vivid Clubs comes in the night of your life.
Religion Tequila, the world's finest premium 100% organic tequila, using only the purest organic ingredients and time-tested distillation process to create a true reflection of our commitment and collaboration with nature. Journey to purity and perfection with Religion Tequila, our vision, our devotion, our religion. 100% organic handcrafted tequila by Religion Tequila. Visit them on the web at ReligionTequila.com. That's ReligionTequila.com.
This is Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blowover two, blowover three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
Hey, this is Wilmer Valderrama from That 70s Show, and you're listening to Uncle Eddie on Ham Radio.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Holy crap. The argument about Joe's driving...
My driving is excellent.
...is still going on.
Well...
Wifey stayed in the studio because she was agreeing with everything I was saying.
I know.
It's a Ham Radio Show.
Hang it up on me!
Part of the Unfiltered Radio Network. HamRadioShow.com. got Ozzy behind us in a Sabbath playing. Ozzy medicated is probably a better driver than you.
Oh, what do you
just
think?
Want to bring that up.
You think so?
718-577-1389. Who's on my phone line?
Hello, phone caller, please answer.
You're on the 914 area code. You're on the air.
It must be Wendy DeRizzo.
Hi, Wendy!
What's up, Eddie?
Who's this?
Who do you think it is? LD.
LD?
LD.
Larry Dallas.
Holy shit, Larry Dallas!
Yay!
Oh, hey! Okay. What's up, man?
Yeah. What's up with you, bro?
Hey, bro! I'm holding it down, trying to do a radio program and talk about how horrible my co-host driving is.
Oh, well, I saw the Facebook post. I wanted to call in because I missed you.
Oh, I miss you more, Pookie. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. Just hanging out, doing what I got to do. Just sitting here, figuring out life, and just started calling to your show and say hi.
Hey, man. So what are you up to, though? What's going on in the world of Larry Dallas?
Just bartending and doing what I gotta do because I got nothing else going on and just rolling through life.
Well, what are you doing and where are you? Like, are you where are you living now?
I live in Westchester, New York.
Right. Well, I thought you
and I bartend because I lost my job and that was that. And now I'm just calling into your show to be nothing more than I figured I'd get pre-screened. But now I'm on here live, and we've got to do what we've got to do.
Well, Larry Dallas, by the way, formerly of Busted Open on Sirius XM.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yep. When they weren't Fight Nation. What were you guys called? What was it?
Rush.
Rush. It was Sirius XM Rush.
Oh,
very nice.
It was like the third makeover, not the fourth makeover.
Yes. There's been so many makeovers, I have no clue what the place looks like anymore.
That's what happens.
Well, what are you? I thought you were. I thought you were doing radio still. Like you didn't you have your own Larry Dallas?
I was doing my podcast stuff and doing what I had to do. But there's no money in podcasting, so I decided to do what I had to do.
I don't know about you. I'm rich.
I'm rich because I bartend.
Damn.
Right.
You make more money bartending than you do doing a radio show. You're absolutely right.
I don't want to say that over air, but that's just wrong to people that listen. But I make more in a day than I did in a week.
Yeah,
in 2 weeks, actually.
It's accurate. It's
scary.
Are you still,
especially on football Sundays?
Are you still talking to them or what?
I mean, like I know Dave. We talked to Dave. Me and Dave are fine.
Oh, good. No, because I wanted to see if because you kind of left abruptly. I know you were on, and then magically you were on.
I went in one day, and I was told that like we're going to have a conversation about my contract like the next week, and the next day I was let go at 4:15, 2 minutes after the show. I was told they weren't re-signing me, so it was like it was abruptly for me too. It happens, though. That's the business of entertainment.
Sorry, I'm lowering people's microphones. Joe, who's an engineer?
No,
I understand, but I know. But I understand wifey talking on the mic that's live. You have a live mic in front of you, Joe, and you're going,
I didn't want you to hear what I was going to say.
I can hear you. So can Larry Dallas, who's a radio professional.
Tell the truth, Larry. You didn't understand nothing I said, right?
Well, Larry's not listening to you. But
I didn't hear what he said. But what are you saying over there?
Yeah, I have a 70-something-year-old man whispering into a microphone going,
as long as he's not saying chest pains, we're fine.
If he's clutching at his chest, I'll give him the high sign. Gotta go to court.
I had a problem with the producer talk too much in the mic, too. It happened to
life. Yeah, I know. I heard.
It went around the building pretty quick.
Yeah, the story got around, kid. One time, if you want to come down here and hang out and do the show, you're more than welcome,
absolutely,
Larry.
Absolutely, sure.
I think I want to next week, maybe. We'll do that next week. I'm going out Saturday with some WWE guys, and then Sunday we're doing Evolution, and then I'm going to – they're going to the country you can't mention in America anymore and do what they got to do, and I'll be around. So I'm coming out next week. That sounds like a good idea.
You know what? Why the hell not? How about you come next week? We'll have Larry Dallas on the show next week.
There you go.
We'll talk a little wrestling. We'll talk a little radio. We'll talk a little everything, man. You're more than welcome. You know that.
Absolutely.
Let's next week just be honest about everything and figure out my career.
Yeah, we could try.
Very true. What is your feelings about the Saudi Arabia thing? I want to get a little precursor, a little taste for the people for next week. The WWE is going to Saudi Arabia.
Listen, like when you're in wrestling, like you're going to go to places and you're going, like, wrestlers are different mind state than other people. Like we don't view ourselves like normal human beings. Mm-hmm. So working for a country that has problems, who has things going on, it's not something you think about. You always think about the payday.
Right.
And I think it's just, I think that, like, WWE is a publicly traded company, so, like, it should be judged differently. But I think the performers will always think differently because, like, you have to understand something. It's like radio. It's like you start out making, you know, I mean, $25, $75, $150 a show, do whatever you're doing, yeah. And, like, you're just starving. You're just doing whatever you can do to get by every week, and you do a side job. So, like, when you get to a place and you're going to make, like, you know, 10 figures or 6 figures or 5 figures or 6 figures, it's like, it's one of those things you start looking at. It's like, y'all want to do whatever I do to make money. Like, I went through the different shows. So, like, the mind state's just different, but it needs to adjust for the world. And right. If it's going to be taken seriously as a mainstream sport, it's not the business. It's not the people. It's just that literally when you're doing, it's like anything in entertainment. Like, you're going to take whatever job you can get.
Oh, absolutely.
You know? And an entertainer gets that. But a humanitarian or a part-time blogger or a part-time person that writes articles but works at, like, Starbucks and gets your benefits from there, like, they don't view it the same way. And it's not a knock on them. They're morally right. But like, life's about survival. And,
oh, yeah.
But you know, when it comes down to the end of the day, it's like, I'm going to make my money, I'm going to make my money. And, like, if you're going to pay, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars from a country, you're going to go there.
Yeah, but Larry, I don't fault the athletes, the WWE superstars who are going to be in Saudi Arabia for the Crown Jewel pay-per-view. I do not fault them. They're just puppets on the string. They go where they're told to go. They're going to go for the payday. They're going to do their job. Hopefully stay safe while out there, because it's right now, the country's in a little bit of turmoil. It's a crazy little shit. They're walking into a shit storm. I understand
that. You'll kill a journalist that works for the Washington Post. You're not going to kill a sports star. They're safe.
I don't know.
Most of the guys I talk to are in a hotel until they go to the show.
Yeah, well, yeah. What about Billy just brought up a great point. What about Bruiser Brody in Puerto Rico in a certain locker room where he didn't end up going home, except he did in a box?
Well, you know about that now because of Twitter and because of the internet. Did you know about that back in the 70s or 80s?
I did not know about it in the 70s because I was born in 79.
Every American back then flew home rather than testify.
Munich in 1970.
Yeah.
So
your point makes valid sense on, like, every level, except the level of, like, it's just a different world. And, like, people don't want to adjust the fact it's a different world. It's like, it's like you're going to get, like, I know friends that are going to Saudi Arabia for WWE. Like, they're going there, they're going to do the show. They're going to stay in their hotel room for 2 days and be on their Wi-Fi and watch videos and do bullshit.
If they're lucky, but they may be censored.
No. Well, they don't have anything to do.
Right, no, but there's stuff they'll be able to access.
They're not
going to
go explore the country.
Yeah, but did you ever go on Pornhub in Saudi Arabia? It's horrible.
It's like a girl showing
her ankle. You see the ankles on Mahmoud? Mahmoud showed her a bridge of her nose. Yeah. Oh, I'm so excited.
It's so great how committed you are to being you.
Yeah,
but like they're gonna do their thing. But like Bruiser Brody, like that was like, you know, you're talking about like no Twitter, no phone, no nothing.
Sure.
Like they're in another country, and guy got stabbed in a fucking shower.
Yeah,
and it was covered up by the police because wrestling was different. And Roddy Piper and Don Morocco, like or Roddy Piper and someone else, like tore down a fucking hotel. Jimmy Snuka killed a woman.
Right.
And like literally,
he got away with it for years.
And I'm like, because he pretended like he couldn't speak English.
Yeah.
So it's like it was a different era, and like to compare eras is so is so it's so 2018.
Right.
No, I get what you're saying. I'm hip. I get it. There is a safety concern that has to be. He might be taking a shit.
Not for talent. Talent's fine.
Hey, look, if Bailey talks some shit, they might stone her. Yeah. Is all I'm saying.
No, the women aren't going though.
Right,
so.
The women aren't going.
None of them are going at all.
No, dude. Like when I toured China for wrestling, you know, we went over there and I met with an American journalist who. He wrote like Beijing, whatever. It was an American newsletter or American paper in Japan, in China. And he said to us, and this is a legit quote, I swear in my entire career, my family and everything. Like he said to me, he goes, dude, like outside of murdering somebody, he goes, you guys are fine because you're here with Cidic Guan. Cidic Guan was like the biggest bank in whoever we were there for, whoever we were sponsored by, like we were right. In like the first like 3 nights in China, we were there. We were in like a government sponsored resort, and like we were. And this is independent wrestling. Like, we weren't even stars. Like we were on billboards. Like we were the first company. We were the first company going over there. We were there before WWE, and we had like billboards up. Like you know, we had handlers. We had tour guides. Like we were. As taken care of as you can be, and we were mapped out to the minute. But the thing was, like, someone said, like, the journalist said to me, he's like, short as murdering somebody, you guys are fine. Like, they'll protect you because it's all political. Like, when you go over there for political purpose, like Saudi Arabia, like WWE, like, the talent's fine. There's no safety concern there. Like, journalists, think about this. Like, a journalist is over there to uncover and report on things accurately. Mm-hmm. An entertainer's over there to stay at a hotel and go on the press tour and go on the handler tour and show up at the show, entertain the fans, and go home. Like it's a completely different reason for going over someplace. So like the talent's not even in jeopardy. There's no talent that's in jeopardy. Like, it's just a different world.
What about double jeopardy? That's where the points really go up.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just saying.
The scores really change.
What is it? What was your point?
I said, what about Double Jeopardy? It was a horrible joke, but I'm going to keep going because you asked.
Double Jeopardy. you're not even.
I'll take
unless you like, do something
Alex.
Like Vader smacking a reporter in Kuwait.
Yeah.
If they were in Kuwait, dude, like Vader smacked a guy on TV. Like,
and
being
stayed in jail
Dr.
for
D
how long?
Stossel. Yeah. John Stossel.
Yeah. No, right. But he beat the shit out of somebody on Good Morning Iraq. Or whatever it was,
mm-hmm.
He ended up in jail for like he was a political prisoner for I don't know how long while he was there. What? They wouldn't let him fly back. The late great Leon White, by the way, Vader. But
he was old school, and he's not it's not like the talent nowadays is smarter than that.
Oh no, I know right. They are. I'm just saying. There's so many angles, and we'll talk about it next week when you're on the show. There's so many angles we could go. I could talk to you for freaking years about wrestling because you know a lot of shit.
Oh, we could have a lot of fun doing it.
Oh,
yeah.
Absolutely. Plus, you're a good-looking man.
I should have a job talking about it. It's amazing.
I know. You used to get paid for this shit. Larry Dallas.
I used to be. I had to work like 3 jobs, but like that's beside the point.
It's bizarre.
You know, life happens, so it happens.
Where's your bar? Plug the bar that you work at, so you can. We'll get some people to come down.
So the Yorktown Grill in Yorktown Heights, New York, is going to be doing trivia tonight. So if you know about whatever that Halloween movie was, where the kid with that was a virgin blood. God, it was the Three Witches.
Season
it's a
of
bonus
the witch?
Question. They posted on Facebook. What the hell? It's not, it wasn't Halloween. It was like the redhead, the fatter chick.
Oh, Hocus Pocus.
Bloody Blonde. Hocus Pocus. So
Hocus
if you know
Pocus.
Hocus Pocus, that's the bonus question.
Oh, that was a funny movie. That was funny.
They posted about that tonight.
With Bette Midler.
But that's the bar I work at. I shouldn't describe anything like I just described it. I just lost all the other jobs I ever had.
You did.
But,
It happens.
But when you're 5'2" and fucking a little overweight, you get to post pictures with fucking tits every day and fucking still have a job. So you know it's like
that's me.
Take the benefits of the positives.
I think that's what he's getting at. I think mm-hmm. It's me. I do post with tits.
Yeah, no, that's definitely dude. You get away with more by being you than I do by being me.
Well, because that's because you're good looking. See, that's the problem. You stand out more. I'm like, yeah. You're like, just let the fucking troll have his baby.
We call that a triple standard. You get to post picture with the fucking guy that ran a brothel, and if I post a picture with tits, I'm like, hey, dude, you're a fucking national radio host now.
Yeah.
Right.
So national radio hosts are the ones that get the tits in the brothel. Isn't that how that works? Isn't that the payoff at the end of this thing? Sound like
we don't like to talk about that publicly, but it's a good life.
It's a good life. Larry David. Larry Dallas.
What are you, Chris Jericho? You get my name wrong?
I know. I'm so over. I just can just make up people's names. I can just forget people.
I'll be at your show next week. So you pick the day, you text me. I called in, we're here, we're doing it, we're having fun.
Next Wednesday, be here.
Next Wednesday, you'll get fired.
Yay! I own this network. So why not? All right, I'll talk to you later.
Hey, tell Babchick I love him.
I will tell Babchick. I will tell him tomorrow.
Okay.
All right, man.
You better tell him I called in that I love him.
I shall, sir. I shall.
And tell LeGreca good luck on his cruise and all the Hall of Famers that they didn't need the money.
Southern. Bam, 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 bam. Larry Dallas.
Good night, buddy.
Later, man.
Later, bud.
Yeah. He's alluding to the point of certain people that now work in the job that he once held.
Right.
I'm not going to mention anything else besides that.
What happened here?
No one really knows. Yeah, no one knows. The show changed.
Said something you shouldn't have said.
I don't know if it was that. I don't know what exactly was the fundamental. We'll find out next week, probably.
Okay. Hopefully.
Because he's probably not going to be silent about it. Uh-huh. I don't know exactly what the actual reason why. Mm-hmm. I just remember one day he was working there, and then one day he wasn't.
Done.
And it was like a big deal, and a lot of people were like, what the hell?
Right.
And the show definitely changed. The show is definitely not the same. It's a different show.
Took off somebody. Somebody got probably got tipped off. Yeah.
I think they went driving with you.
No, probably.
And it probably somebody was talking shit.
I've been known to make people quit.
Definitely. 718-577.
So much porn.
1389. It's the Ham Radio Show. Wifey, how are you liking the show?
Fine.
There you go. Wifey's hanging out with us in studio. This is weird.
I can't say any bad words.
No, so. You can't.
I have to say.
Uh-huh. Joe's got to be good.
I know,
Hey, Joe, why don't you tell us one of your stories?
I can't do that now.
My wife is here.
I can't lie anymore.
No. I need to be honest.
I got to tell the truth. I'm a good man.
You are a good man.
I'm a good husband. My wife. I'm a good husband. Ask her.
What? Billy,
there's a phone ringing behind me.
Okay.
Just so we know. And also, we have like a minute to break.
You are horrible at your age. Billy's like, his arms go up. I'm thinking he's going to tell me we have to go to break. He goes, points at his ear, then goes like this, then does the international phone symbol. And I'm like, somebody on my phone? And
I was checking. I was going to say we should go to a break.
All right, so let's go to a break.
But then I heard the phone, and I'm like, wait, hold on. I want to make sure I heard that.
No, he's saying the house phone.
Yes.
The studio line that's not on the air.
Oh, correct. Okay.
To make it sound like we have a big studio. The studio line that's not on the air. So how about this? How about we go to break now, a little bit earlier, because we have to get back some of the time we lost because we went over when Wifey came in to help me bitch and moan about your driving.
That's true, yeah.
So we can just catch up.
Okay.
Perhaps.
718-577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Show, by the way. Nick Cole and your producer, Billy. Get used to it.
Yeah.
Thanks, Nick.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Get to work.
We'll be right back after these words. Yeah.
Stop. Don't come back.
You have to get on. We have to get on. We have so much time and so little to do.
Adieu. Parting is such sweet sorrow.
Doop-a-dee-doo. If you are wise, you'll listen to me.
We'll be right back as soon as we clear the stench from the studio.
The Unfiltered Radio Network. HamRadioShow.com.
ED Publications has proudly been serving the adult nightclub industry for over 20 years with news and resources for the strip clubs and exotic dancers. Visit EDPublications.com to find out more about their yearly ED Expo convention and awards, magazine subscription, and advertising offers.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000-square-foot mega club with a 20,000-square-foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on HamRadioShow.com. Go to HamRadioShow.com and click on the downloads link.
Come live the vivid experience in one of the hottest clubs in America and enjoy the best in adult entertainment. Party with the sexiest dancers and surround yourself with the most beautiful girls. Relax in an upscale atmosphere and enjoy the variety of first-class amenities our various clubs have to offer. Enjoy exclusive events and special promotions, live radio broadcasts and celebrity guest appearances. The hottest clubs from the name you know. Vivid Clubs. Come spend the night of your life.
Religion Tequila, the world's finest premium 100% organic tequila, using only the purest organic ingredients and time-tested distillation process to create a true reflection of our commitment and collaboration with nature. Journey to purity and perfection with Religion Tequila. Our vision, our devotion, our religion. 100% organic handcrafted tequila by Religion Tequila. Visit them on the web at ReligionTequila.com. That's ReligionTequila.com.
This is Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blow over two, blow over three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
This is Bob Saget, and my dog licked my balls. What's the story of your life? You're listening to Ham Radio.
And you too can buy the spaghetti sauce made by this family.
Yes! It's the Ham Radio Show live with... Wait, let's do Mouseketeer roll call because Giggles,
okay.
Giggles says I'm afraid.
You are.
Joey Drapes is here.
That's me.
There you go. Billy Nicknames.
That's him.
Your fiance. And Giggles sitting next to me. Is Toni Clifton herself, Joe's wife. She has multiple names. We can say Toni Clifton, we can say Joe's wife, we can say her real name, which I don't think she wants on the air, so I didn't say that. But I'm definitely, I am never afraid. Nobody, nothing, I have zero fear. I will say shit to people's face all day. I don't care. I don't give a shit.
That's why we love you.
Yeah. 718-577-1389. Part of the Unfiltered Radio Network. It's the Ham Radio Show. I guess he wrote me.
Did he?
No, Larry Dallas wrote me.
Ah.
Yep. I'm just going to put that like that. I'm going to write him back. Because he was asking, I guess he asked me on Facebook, hey, you want me to come on next week? And I'm like, yeah, what the fuck? Come on. But then he called the show, so it didn't matter.
Eh, well, double booking.
Yeah, I don't give a crap.
Sounds
he's a great guest. I
yes,
mean,
he's
not
he
like
is.
He doesn't know. He first off, by the way, little radio tidbit. We were his first ever radio show. First ever radio interview was Uncle Eddie interviewing Larry Dallas on our program at Goom Radio.
Right.
in Jersey City.
Oh, wow.
And we were the first. We led to his radio career at Sirius XM when he was the co-host of Bust It Open, which, by the way, can be found no longer on Rush.
Is that the Larry Dowsing in the celebrity boxing?
No.
No.
That was a different Larry.
You have the memory of a sponge.
Well, I don't know. Wrestling is not my thing, you know.
Sponge
would
be okay.
A dry sponge.
Oh, is that what's it? Yeah.
I didn't get to finish the joke because Billy cut me off. A dry sponge. Thank
well,
you.
Well, I'm old, you know. When you're old,
what?
I'm old.
What?
Do a Chris Russo. I can't really do Mad Dog. Bill Nye is asking me to do a Chris Russo imitation. I can't really do Mando. Hey, Mikey! I can't remember because he's so high pitched.
Did you ask Bill about doing those sounders for us?
Ask him now.
I talked to Bill Nye before. Bill, I want Bill to come back and be the announcer of the show.
That would be so great.
That's what I want.
That would be so great.
Can't get Don Pardo, please.
Yeah. Yes, I need Bill Nye to watch. Like hours of footage. I want Bill Nye to watch Don Pardo. Who was the
Gary
guy?
Owens.
No, yeah, Gary Owens.
Gary
but,
Owens.
Yeah. But who was the guy that was Letterman's? When Letterman went to CBS.
Oh,
the redhead guy.
Jesus.
Oh.
I want him to have that kind of where he's just the announcer for the show, but of course he interacts with us. That's what I want. The original idea of Bill Nye was that. That was the original idea.
The voice of reason.
Yeah. I need that. By the way, Goom is gone. Yes, we know that. Thank you, Nick. Thanks for the update. I was well aware of that.
Yeah.
Goom has ceased.
We noticed that when the check stopped coming.
Yeah. I don't get any residuals, all right?
No, Bill, they don't exist.
Bill, by the way, Ricky Love is outside.
So. Yay.
I'll go.
Sure?
The wife is going, okay. A.K.A. Tony Clifton. So that way I don't get yelled at by Giggles.
Okay.
And I'm afraid. Tony Clifton.
All right, be careful.
Giggles, A.K.A. Billy's future wife.
That's right.
Yes.
Someday. He hasn't moved in yet. That's like, you know.
First
he's got to move in, and then 2 years later after that.
Right.
Bill Nye, by the way, is the voice that resonates.
Yes,
you are absolutely correct.
I thought it was the voice of reason.
No. He's just saying that he's the voice that resonates.
Oh, you changed your name, Bill.
It's a resonating voice.
I'm just saying.
Of reason.
Bill's our guy.
So anyhow.
Wait, I'm reading people writing me.
What are they writing you now for?
I don't know. Some guy named Lewis just sent me a video of his face.
His penis?
No, I wish. Sorry.
Is it jumping?
No, Lewis, not penis. Lewis.
Yes.
I don't know. Some guy just hit me on fucking Facebook. The chat room.
Yeah.
Like the private DM stuff that you get from people.
Uh-huh.
If people don't hit me up here, they freaking write me on that.
Yeah, right.
Ricky, come on in. Take
hey,
a jacket off. Stay
buddy.
A while.
Yeah.
Hang out, sir.
Ricky Love's in the room.
Ricky
yeah.
Love, ladies and gentlemen.
Yay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hold on. Wait. I got
hey.
Will, oh, wait. Hold on. Your mic's not on. There you go. Oh,
and the other one, too.
What? His mic's on. What, yours? What, yo, need you now?
Yeah.
Why the fuck do you need that?
I don't know, because you turned it off.
What, you going to do a show now?
That's no, right. I haven't done nothing all night.
Yeah. Neener, neener, neener.
It's the Willie show.
Neener, neener, neener. All right. You can take your jacket off and say
yeah,
it's going to get warm.
Yeah, you can stay a while.
It's
going to
get warm.
Okay.
It's warm here.
Usually you have the AC on, right?
Well, normally also that you're here, by the way. Earlier than normal.
Really?
Exactly. You're not used to the room getting hot.
Right.
I was telling
you. Because you're not here long enough for that to happen.
I felt so bad. You showed up a quarter to 8, and the show's over 8 o'clock.
Yeah, I know.
You
know? Let me just make
it's
sure Ricky's
rough
mic is...
sometimes.
There we go. Blah, blah, blah. Where are we going here? All right, so we got Bill Dye. Giants suck. That's from Bill Dye.
Yes, sir.
They do. Dial. I don't even know if that needed a rim shot,
because
that's accurate. Their record clearly dictates that they suck donkey dick.
Something's wrong with the
Cleveland's
Giants.
Passing them by.
Yeah,
I'm gonna call them the midgets.
Dude, my Eagles have a better record, and they suck.
Ugh.
Holy shit, this week. Ugh.
How are the Packers doing this year?
The Packers,
they're all right.
Isn't Aaron Rodgers doing better now?
Yeah, they're doing okay.
Because he came back. Wasn't he away? Came back or some
he
shit
was
like
hurt,
that?
Right? Wasn't he hurt for a little while?
He hurt himself, but then they left him in, and
sure
he's all better.
I don't want to miss any velvety tone of Ricky Lou.
Yeah.
There you go. where are we here?
I don't know.
All right, so, no, because I'm reading things that are coming up on the Facebook Live. We didn't scare him. No, Ricky Love has never been afraid. He's going to come back. Bill Dye, yes. Clean house. Well, no, because here's what's going on. Let's get off the bullshit for a second. I want Bill Dye. We have to fill a void. Danny is not going to be in studio hardly ever anymore. Because he's working.
He's working.
The way it feels, Joe. I don't know what else to tell you. I don't have a return date for him to be in studio.
I say we shank him. We go to his house, pick him up, and he's got to come.
I think he can. Look, if Ricky
but
Love.
But he don't make it there until after the show.
Ricky Love works a full-time job in the city at a place that rhymes with SiriusXM. Okay, and he comes all the way from Manhattan, comes back to Staten Island, gets in a car, drives back from his house to here, still gets here.
That's a dedicated man.
And it's not like he doesn't work and get yelled at by his employers. And it's like he does his... we all have to work. But if
I don't expect...
Hey, leave his boss out of this.
I don't
know. The fact of the matter is, Ricky still shows up. I show up. Danny does not show up. Billy shows up. And I'm not trying to be a dick to Danny, I have a fucking... Yeah, that's why I didn't mention you. But the fact is, I have an empty fucking spot. The thing is, I got Ricky who can fill it, too.
Uh-huh.
But the only thing is, to stretch the wealth, I want Bill Dye to come back to the fold. Because I think... Remember, we don't do the same type of show as Stern or Jim and Sam... Or the litany of other names that you can
throw. No, they're funny.
Got that right.
Yeah. We do a different fucking show. Yeah. And we had an announcer before it was cool to have an announcer.
That's right.
And I love Bill Dye's voice. Mm-hmm. Bill Dye definitely, and I miss those stupid things he would write where it would be like especially today, with all the suspicious packages, the pipe bombs that were all delivered.
Prognosticated a porn.
You don't think that he would be definitely on air as the show began, going, and now a bunch of guys who definitely have suspicious packages. Here's the... You don't think that Bill Dye would do something like that?
No, absolutely.
Yeah.
No. Oh, no. What have I done accidentally on purpose?
I miss that. That's what I miss.
Yeah, we do.
So I want him to come back. I want Ricky to show up more. I want everybody to fucking... we have to fill a hole that Danny is... And Danny leaves, even though he's fucking small,
he leaves
a giant hole in the program. I don't know when the hell he's coming back. I know nothing. Look, I know nothing that... Literally, I know nothing. Let's just leave it at that. But I know nothing of Danny's return date. I don't know. He's going to work behind the scenes still, which is fucking fabulous because we still need him.
Yeah.
I did ask him to give Billy all the other sound effects that we have.
Yeah. That were supposedly loaded into that.
No, they're not in here.
No, they're not in
they're
here.
They're not in there.
They don't have the Tony
That's
Clifton
what I was
stuff.
Told.
Yes. This is my problem. I'm the boss. When I ask somebody to do something, they stop. They literally go, "It's already on the fucking thing." It's not on the thing.
It checks in the mail.
Yeah,
that's all I was
we have
told.
It. No. I understand that, but that's literally it again. It doesn't matter if it's already on the computer. You need to have it. You over here need to have it. So,
yeah, but then I need something else to put it on.
No, but that's what. But we, you literally have to number one learn how to use iTunes. That's a giant thing you have
iTunes
to learn to
is
use.
Easy.
I know, but he doesn't know how to use it. He hates iTunes.
Really?
He has this
you
weird...
push. You want to play one thing, and then six other things play.
Well,
even if
sure
you're
not,
on check
you
and
make
you do
sure that they're on check.
60,000 things, and then it just
Billy
never
has
works.
This weird. Yeah, Billy has
and it updates every 2 seconds, so you could be using it. And
look, Billy has this weird fucking Sicilian vendetta against iTunes. I don't know what it, he's never gonna. But
I just don't like it.
But
iTunes.
There's got to be a thing that you can put on your desktop that you can just load this shit in and have a button bar and literally play the things that we need. Because
6,000 button bars.
No, you don't need 6,000 button bars. I literally need you play the spots now, right? The ins and outs of the show, right? So that's already done. We have a way of doing that, right?
Yeah.
So you have that. All I need back is, like, we haven't done It Came From Florida in I don't know how long because we don't have the fucking sound effect. We haven't played
True.
We don't have the super sad music from fucking from the Incredible Hulk, because Danny has that. We don't have, like, I can go through a litany of fucking sound effects that we don't have.
Malfunction. Need input.
That's right, Johnny Five.
Absolutely.
I can't get anything done without, like, having my full show and the capabilities of my full show.
Yeah.
So if Danny's not going to be here, you have to get the stuff from Danny. Danny has to physically put it somewhere that you can have it, and then I will have a full show. And then Ricky can come in and guest host, and Bill Dye can be the fucking announcer, and we literally can have the show that I dream about.
Okay.
We're even thinking about getting a Danny puppet.
You get that? You're going to get that, though.
Me and Joe have decided we want a Danny puppet.
You know those ventriloquist dummies?
Yeah,
make him Danny, you know.
Yeah. And somehow operate.
I will fix this.
A small woman to stick your hand up my ass.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah.
Well, fucking Alice Little's in Reno. I can't really. I wish I could stick my hand back up her ass. But that neither here nor there. That's all. So literally, thank God Bill Dye was, you know, in there being there.
Yeah.
Plus, also then on top of everything else, I have Nick,
who's
the greatest.
Wow,
Nick is great.
No, no. Here's where I get. This is where the anger comes from.
Yeah.
This is why I go to therapy. Because Nick is in Canada
and does
more for this show than I do.
If he was here.
And I host it. This is my fucking show.
Yeah.
Nick literally in Canada
Absolutely. Does
so much more for this program than anyone in this fucking room. Literally. It's like.
I got sand on in my ass. I can't hardly walk.
I literally cannot even thank him enough for this shit here.
Yeah, Nick's the guy.
The stuff for Dennis Hoff, me and Nick, we addressed it. But he did it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like putting up the memorial on the website. Nick did that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't do that. I had to fucking correct him and make a little adjustment to it.
He puts together all these best of shows.
By the way, we're going to need some best ofs. Nick, get ready.
Yeah.
In December, I'm working late, so I won't be able to do the show. So
he's terrific.
One of those Wednesdays. So I'm going to need one definitely in December.
One?
I think it's December 5th, to be exact. But I'm just saying, like, this is what we, like, I have, like, me and Ricky talk about this show all the time.
Sure.
Because Ricky loves this show. That's why Ricky's here.
That's why I'm here.
Ricky wants to be on the air. He has this thrive, this need. And we haven't even seen Ricky do anything yet. You know what I mean? Like, we haven't seen a fifth of his fucking talents or wit or ability yet, because he's only been on the show, what? How many times have you seen
Big things have small beginnings.
All right. You got to stop with sound effects for 4 seconds. Let the black guy talk, for Christ's sake. Every time the black guy wants to speak, there's a sound effect. It's getting very racial in here, sir.
I thought that was him.
Yes, it's getting very racial. I'm just saying. The black guy doesn't get to fucking speak.
Just saying.
I know. It's the Ham Radio Show. Who's on the phone? Talk to the black guy. What's up?
So you're telling me that I gotta trust Joe's slow ass driving skills to get me to Exotica?
Oh wait, if you're coming, bisexual Marcus, by the way, on the phone, the other black guy, the first black guy, second black guy, Ricky Love. If you're coming to the porn convention in Edison, if you're gonna meet us on Staten Island. And then come with us. Yes, Joe would drive you.
Yeah.
We're going to go 20 miles an hour. He's not going to know where to go.
But I'll get you there, man.
But we will get there. We're going to leave at 3 a.m. We'll get there by 9.
They're leaving now. In an hour. They're pulling out.
I'm just saying.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Come on.
Are you really, man?
Hey, just be glad they don't have to put you in a trunk.
Yeah, really.
Any of you bastards, you can't just drive so we can just prevent Joe from having to just, you know, follow directions and go in the right fucking lane.
Marcus, he has
make sure the light
on,
is
wait,
red or green.
Wait a minute, I'm even gonna make it worse. He has the fucking GPS.
I do.
When the GPS does not tell him to turn, he wants to turn.
Well, because it looks
great.
Like it's gonna turn.
Like he has this.
Yes, I'm taking his shit.
Are you taking his shit?
Thanks, man. This is the second
person taking a shit on our show.
This is what they think of us.
Oh,
last week we had 2,000 people listening to the Dennis Hoff stories. Mm-hmm. This week I got two guys taking shits. They call into the show. Larry Dallas took a shit while on the air. I know he did because I heard a toilet.
He did, yeah.
And then second, now at least Bisexual Markets admits that he's taking a dump. Are you? Was that a courtesy flush or are you done pooping?
No, there's just a problem with this toilet. Like, it automatically flushes. I have no idea
that
why.
Just means you can drop it a ton.
Is that what, like, for, trust me, Ricky Love knows what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Are those like the toilets that we have at work where it becomes a bidet and the water shoots up your ass?
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's why he's still sitting there.
Ooh, I like it. Ooh.
Give me a minute. I'm about to stand up. So you're going to hear a flush.
All right, we're going to hear a flush. Here comes a flush.
What the hell are you doing, fat ass?
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
This show must be good for constipation.
Yeah.
I can smell it from here.
Wow.
So, Joseph.
Now, wait. Hold on. Excuse me. Don't be taking over this. You're in a toilet. Are you wiping? Is there wiping going on right now?
Of course I'm wiped.
No. Are you wiping now?
Yeah, I literally just finished wiping.
Okay. I'm just asking, because I just want to make, because literally he just started, he went, oh, and then it flushed, and then he started talking about something. I'm like, at what point did you wipe your ass?
You should have washed your hands,
you
buddy.
Did. That's the next question.
I can multitask.
Next question is wash your hands.
Yeah.
We don't have faucet, man. We don't have no water. Yeah,
I'm going to get hepatitis on this fucking call. I know where your dick has been, sir.
And he likes
really?
It.
I'm just saying. Wait,
I don't have a frivolous dick, Eddie.
No, but you don't take it in the ass, so your asshole is still tight, so like the poop didn't just fall out, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay, just want to make sure.
As long as you don't have long nails, man. Long nails. You can wipe and scratch at the same time, bro.
Nah,
it's like Wolverine wiping his ass. Shring out!
Talking about hemorrhoids, man. Whoa.
Oh, Jesus. Cut another hole.
I have a question for Joseph.
Let's go to the black guy who just wiped his ass in the back. Go ahead. Question?
Okay. So, I would like... Eddie, I would like Joe to answer for why is a member of his community just putting bombs in people's mailboxes?
Well, how are you blaming this on Joe's community?
Yeah, wait.
Because he's old, he's white, and he's a Trump supporter.
Well, first off, we don't... First off, we don't know if the guy who's sending the bombs, the pipe bombs, is white. We have no... There's no...
It may not even be a guy. It may be a woman.
It might be a chick, which then totally fits Joe. We don't know anything. We don't know if, like, literally it wasn't, like, somebody from the Democratic Party who's sending these just to, like, to go, hey, look at me. I'm going to fucking throw everything off.
Look at us. I don't know. He's either whistling Dixie while playing with himself or what?
Why is the phone up your ass?
My phone is not in my ass.
Then why do I hear...
Yeah.
I'm in the break room. I'm walking so I can sit down and I can talk to you.
Jerk off
faces.
Jerk off faces.
Oh, at least he's got our name right.
This is the asshole that's asking for a ride. This asshole.
And he's going to complain.
No, I'll tell you the truth. If you want to
be I need a ride. Which one? Whose dick do I need to suck to get a ride?
Joe?
Yeah. Joe, it's all you, Joe.
If you meet us on the island, anywhere on the island, I'll pick you up on the island.
Yeah, he'll suck your dick.
And
I'll take
you
back
hours.
To the island.
When is this?
His wife will not allow it.
Wait, everyone, hold on. Ricky Love is speaking. What?
No, when is this?
The porn convention is November 2nd, 3rd, and 4th in Edison, New Jersey. Uh-huh. It's the Exotica Expo.
Exotica.
We will be in attendance on the Saturday, along with Bisexual Marcus,
yes,
and maybe Al Riverdurci.
A lawyer.
Tickets are still available. I have no clue. Go to exotica.com, I believe, and you can get them.
Surrounded by slits.
All right, so wait. Let Joe answer your original question about the white Unabombers sending out pipe bombs tonight.
No, I think his question was, why is this happening or who's doing
this?
No,
his question was blaming it on Whitey.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
And now he's...
Old Whitey.
Old Whitey. Yeah.
That's up for grabs.
Let's just put it this way. If Marcus was talking to a sketch artist, your face would be on the page.
Okay.
Is what we're trying to do.
He's talking about 1940s Whitey.
I think these things are happening as a result of the atmosphere of the country right now. There's such an adversarial...
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
It's such an adversarial... thing between the Democrats and Republicans. I mean, they shot up a bunch of Republicans last year on the baseball field.
Yeah. You know, so, my God.
Yeah, it's really getting bad.
Well, I laugh.
But the bad thing is that the Democrats are promoting violence. So they're promoting this mob mentality. You know, the things that they're doing, there are crazy people out there who take it literally and just want to blow people up.
I laugh when people just literally, and look, I'm not a Trump person, but I laugh when the first thing out of somebody's mouth, and I believe it was from Marcus, who blamed Trump directly, and I'm going, so wait a minute. So when they were sending anthrax in the mail, right, and that was a bunch of white people. When the white people were sending anthrax in the mail, Bush was to blame?
No.
That was Bush and Obama.
I'm not blaming Joe. I'm blaming Joe's community.
My community.
So am I a part of Joe's community? I'm white.
You didn't vote for Trump, did you?
I didn't vote for Trump, though.
Exactly.
Oh, so I'm good. You're fucked.
I understand exactly what Marcus is saying, and in some points I agree with him. It's probably some Republican wacko.
Oh, no, I don't think it's not. You know, but I'm just saying when people, they're like,
says, oh, yeah, you want to do violence against the Democrats? I'll do violence against the Republicans.
But
just back and forth, you know.
You could go down the line. It could be anybody from,
it could
like,
be a
the
libertarian.
Proud Boys.
It could be anyone. We know nothing.
It could be Elizabeth Taylor. We don't know.
I want to say that this whole thing
is a victory for black people.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. I had two black people talking at once, and you know that counteraction, and then we can't understand. Yeah. Then it sounds like Puerto Rico.
That's great. All right,
so what were you saying, Ricky?
No, I was saying, didn't some Democrats just beat the hell out of some Republicans and after they made some kind of speech or something like that?
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
and
supposedly people are advocating
to, like, well, if it's your adversary, knock them down. You know?
Right, well, you have the Proud Boys, which is one group that's out there. You also have the Antifa assholes.
Right. But everybody laughs at them for the most part, it seems.
But the thing is, they are legitimately
disrupting shit,
and no one's doing anything.
Yeah.
Like, I watched
got to be nice to them, because they're people, too.
No, but I'm watching countless footage in Oregon,
right,
of them just totally uprooting everything.
Yeah.
And people, like, can't get to work. People can't do, like, they want to go to a store and buy a muffin. They can't even do that.
The real problem is that some very wealthy people are promoting violence in a major way. Look at this 10,000 people marching in from Honduras. You think that's
Leaving
not organized?
Honduras,
they're trying to say, oh, it's spontaneous. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
No, they're actually...
You've got there must be 20,000 people in that march. I mean,
But they did stop for a little while because somebody got shot. Yeah. They did stop.
I mean, who's
this,
speeding these people?
This is a victory for black people, and I'll tell
hold on. It's a victory for black people. Congratulations, Rick. Yeah. It's a victory for black people.
I'm glad you're doing
explain this shit to me, how this is a victory for black people. Please.
Because no longer should anybody be scared of black people. No longer. Because the stereotypical thought is, you know, all black people are thugs. You know, we do this, that. We do this, that, and the third. Let me tell you something. When black people kill another person, it's because it's a purpose. They either did something to us,
and they deserve to die.
Meanwhile,
that explains Chicago.
Runs up into school.
That is the dumbest
mall,
fucking thing I've ever heard in my
runs
life.
Up into the fucking, he'll run up and shoot motherfuckers and put bombs in people's mailboxes.
Wait, hold on.
Now, what if this person that went around and dropped off all of these little turns out to be black?
If that person turns out to be black, then I will come on here and I will admit that I was wrong. And I will give Eddie a hand job.
All right.
But until then.
I don't want a hand job.
Brief no.
Wait a minute. How about we spin the wheel of racism the other way?
How come you get all the benefits?
Yeah. Joe wants the hand job.
Yeah,
come on, man.
That's why he drives so slow.
I'm so alone.
Eddie, you know the rules of the road. All right, so wait. How about this? If they figure out that the person is not white, because I want to open it up to not just black, because that's racist, because we're only judging by one color. All right, so let's say Puerto Rican, Native American, Honduran, Middle Eastern, whatever the fuck it is.
Anything just, but white.
Just not Anglo-Saxon, you know, white. They can't be white.
Swedish.
Okay. Like, you know how George Zimmerman, everyone was like, oh, he's a Jew. And then they found out he was Puerto Rican. Yeah. They're like, oh, never mind. That's what I'm talking about. If that comes out to be that it's not whitey, okay, we get to pick some form of a punishment, and you got to come on the air, and we get to do it to you.
Absolutely. All right, deal. You got a deal.
Okay. I think it's a safe bet that it is somebody white and probably looks exactly like Joe.
If it's somebody that's not white.
As a profile, I have to agree with Marcus. Oh, yeah. It's probably some white Republican.
But if I win.
You give Joe a hand.
I win. No.
Not this
one. If I win, one of you, I don't care who it is, one of you must provide me with a woman's have a sex tape player.
All right.
Very hard for me.
Yeah, we definitely have more of a chance of finding a chick that will fuck you.
Being, forget about it.
Than this guy being black.
Maybe we can play caller.
She won't touch
I will make a sex tape with this woman, and I will release
it. We can call her $1,000.
Under the Ham Radio Show Speakeasy Network umbrella. I will release it to the world.
I'm sure that we can talk to Pervy the Clown.
Oh, Pervy's
and you can be in one of those pervy porns.
Sure, why not?
Absolutely.
Yeah, he hits people he spanks girls with bacon. Really? That was the new one.
Oh.
He was in the kitchen and he took a pound of bacon.
Is it cooked or
no? Uncooked. If you're gonna spank someone, you can't be cooked bacon.
It's Muslim proof.
Yeah, it's anti-Muslim porn. It's all bacon.
Okay.
I know. We got to take a break. We're in the middle of talking to a black guy.
I'd like to apologize to the entire nation of Canada.
You want me just to hang up on the black guy? Alright, bisexual Marcus, I gotta hang up on you because Billy said white power. I don't know what that means.
Thanks for calling.
Of course. All right. Whitey. Alright, guys.
So long, buddy. We'll see you next week.
White privilege. Talk to you later. Bye.
See you later.
I don't know if the person putting these pipe bombs everywhere is of any racial denomination. I don't know. We don't know anything right now.
Would it be funny if it was actually Hillary?
He's part of the sick ass.
I wouldn't put it past that.
The only thing, Ricky's absolutely right. The only part that we know is that it's a sick ass motherfucker.
Right.
That's it. That's all we know right now.
And as far as the parties, both parties are assholes.
Absolutely.
They fucking be ashamed of themselves.
You are so true.
They act like little fucking kids and shit. You don't give me this. I ain't going to give you that. This
absolutely.
And that.
Well, look,
damn what we going through right
and
now.
And we're the ones getting it up
exactly,
the pumps.
Exactly.
Dude, Jesse Ventura on this very show, the governor of Minnesota, on this program, said point blank, it's the Democrats and the Republicans.
Yeah.
It's literally two gangs that are fucking sitting here. And we literally, you worry about MS-13, worry about the fucking Democrats and the Republicans.
There used to be a time.
That's the two gangs you got to worry about.
Your politicians were actually people that were respectable and they were educated. Now you just have like TV celebrities and any clown that just, you know. Puppets. Sounds good. We like you.
People are tired of politicians. Though. You know what I mean?
Absolutely,
you know, they full of shit.
Bill,
you know what I'm saying? They do nothing for you. They come like it. Look, the only time I see a white politician is when he's in the damn church in my neighborhood and kissing the babies.
Right.
When you need them assholes, they won't help you do shit.
And you know when that white politician picks up a black baby and goes to kiss it, he checks his lips.
And let me tell you, the black ones don't do shit for you neither. So I ain't covering for them. They don't do shit for you neither. And they come from the neighborhood a lot of times. It's they don't do shit for you.
Now all they did was get a better house with a bigger gate.
That's it. You know, they put themselves in a position to get payoffs and all that other shit. That's what they do.
That's so true, boy. That is so true.
Everything sucks.
And oh, word to Hillary's vagina.
There you go. 718-577-1389 is the Ham Radio Show.
Again.
Part of the Unfiltered Radio Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back, more racism, pipe bombs, and I'll masturbate in front of Sarah Silverman.
Ooh.
Yeah. We'll be right back after these words.
This is Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
We'll be right back.
The Unfiltered Radio Network, HamRadioshow.com.
ED Publications has proudly been serving the adult nightclub industry for over 20 years with news and resources for the strip clubs and exotic dancers. Visit edpublications.com to find out more about their yearly ED Expo convention and awards, magazine subscription, and advertising offers. Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000-square-foot mega club with a 20,000-square-foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
Come live the vivid experience in one of the hottest clubs in America and enjoy the best in adult entertainment. Party with the sexiest dancers and surround yourself with the most beautiful girls. Relax in an upscale atmosphere and enjoy the variety of first-class amenities our various clubs have to offer. Enjoy exclusive events and special promotions, live radio broadcasts and celebrity guest appearances, the hottest clubs from the name you know, Vivid Clubs, comes in the night of your life.
Religion Tequila, the world's finest premium 100% organic tequila, using only the purest organic ingredients and time-tested distillation process to create a true reflection of our commitment and collaboration with nature. Journey to purity and perfection with Religion Tequila, our vision, our devotion, our religion. 100% organic handcrafted tequila by Religion Tequila. Visit them on the web at religiontequila.com. That's religiontequila.com.
Is Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blowover two, blowover three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
Jim Brewer, I'm gnawing on some ham with Uncle Eddie. Stick that in your snot box, see what comes out.
Yep.
It's the maxed out bonus features announced for the Saved by the Bell, the complete collection. That's right, relive the laughter, the lessons, the love. With Zach and his Bayside High Pals in the ultimate 16-disc collector set of the iconic 90s sitcom, featuring every episode and brand new bonus features. It's now available for pre-order at Amazon.com. Well, you can probably just not worry about the pre-order because it's available now. So you can just get it at Amazon.com, or make sure that you know about ShoutFactory.com. ShoutFactory.com are the people that put this all together. So if you know ShoutFactory.com, get them, go there, or go to Amazon.com and pick up the 16-disc collector set. It's the maxed-out version. It is the Saved by the Bell complete collection from the show when it was Good Morning, Miss Bliss, to Saved by the Bell the college years. It's all here, people. It's all here. Okay, so relive it all at Amazon.com or, of course, ShoutFactory.com for more information. Right now, it's time for the Rockin' wrap up. I think it's located in Hollywood, baby.
It's the Hollywood Rockin' wrap up with your host, Jason Hadley. 80s rocker Billy Idol is being sued after failing on his alleged promise to take a woman back to his hotel room after a Las Vegas concert. The 80s rocker groupie may want to consider joining up with others who didn't get to sleep with the band. They can call it the Pound Me Too movement. A falling piece of stage equipment during a recent performance nearly took out hip-hop artist The Weeknd. Many thought the falling stage equipment was big enough to knock him into next week. However, thankfully, the weekend's biggest rap rival Next Week played 2 weeks ago, thus avoiding any potential disaster. Former host of The Price is Right, Bob Barker, was taken to an LA area hospital complaining of extreme back pain. No word yet on how long doctors expect he'll be staying. However, Barker encouraged them to see who could guess the closest without going over. And that's the Hollywood Rockin' Wrap-Up. Follow us on Twitter at Rockin' Wrap-Up.
Yeah!
Watch.
Yeah. A little filter for you. It's the Ham Radio Show, part of the Unfiltered Radio Network, live. Hanging out with, of course, Billy, Joe, Ricky, me, and, of course, you via the Facebook Live suite, where Trish now is talking about making sure that people don't take your guns. I don't think anyone... No one ever brings up taking your guns. Like, I mean that in general. Like, the NRA,
They do every election.
They talk about guns.
They take your guns away.
Assholes like Trish say, oh, they tell you to take a gun. They tell you to take a gun. No one wants your fucking guns.
I would think so.
You have the right to bear arms. Nobody wants your guns.
It isn't in the Constitution.
Yeah, like they kept saying Obama was going to take your guns. Obama didn't do shit with your guns.
They say it to scare you. It's just like they always say to us old people. They're going to take away your Social Security, man.
Well, that's because they spent all of that.
But that shit actually happened.
That they did. They already invested it and lost it and gave it out to all the other people that never earned it or deserved it.
Yeah, but if you live on Social Security today with the way the economy is, you're in trouble already.
Yeah. But you earned that. You should get it back.
They tax
you on the fucking thing.
I think, and I've always said this, anybody over the age of 65 should have carte blanche. They should be able to get on the bus for nothing. They should be able to walk into a movie theater for nothing.
They shouldn't
pay no rent, no telephone bill. They should walk into a supermarket, take anything they want off the shelf.
Yeah, because that's fair.
Get away from the cat food.
Well, but that's because they're 65.
I like cat food.
And they've been paying into the system all these years. Yeah. They paid enough.
How many people have? How many haven't? How do you divide that?
Yeah, how do you promote the have and the have nots? Right. The ones that actually have done that.
If they haven't contributed to the
You get a little decoder ring, fucker?
No,
how do we
know?
They give you a card?
Those contribute to Social Security, right?
Assassinate those people.
Oh, they assassinate them.
You can't do that.
Why not?
Because Joe puts
the purge.
It's just the purge,
you know?
Cruelty
to the elderly.
I'm pro-purge.
Yeah.
We've already discussed this numerous times. I said that makes fucking total sense to me. 718-577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Show. I am pro-purge.
You are.
I think...
That used to be your name, pro-purge.
Pro-purge, but then I was... No, first I was binge and purge.
Binge and purge, yeah. Oh, no, it was a binge.
But that was a bulimic thing.
I was being puke.
And then I beat bulimia. Puke. We're fine.
Puke.
My whole thing with the purge aspect, I honestly think that would be a great idea. If one day a year, you could go out and just kill whoever the fuck you don't... Like,
I'd have to hide.
Yeah, exactly. You either fortify your house...
I know a few people who want to get me.
Yeah, or you fucking die.
I tell you.
Ricky, am I wrong? If you had the ability to legally... Because we've discussed this, and I think that all you guys are lying shits, because everyone was like, I wouldn't do it.
No,
I can't kill nobody. About human life.
I like people.
There are people on this earth that deserve to die. So, if you have the ability to have a day of reckoning where you literally can kill somebody and not face any legal fucking ramifications.
How long do you think he would make the night.
He wouldn't make the night.
But he would be well protected.
Yeah, he would have
get to him.
The Secret Service would
There'd
shoot everybody.
A lot of
everybody.
People die trying to get him. Yeah.
Probably, yes.
Yeah, I got a few on the list.
Rosie O'Donnell will be going, I got you now, baby!
Wait, everyone shut the fuck up. Giggles agrees with me.
She does.
She's pro-purge, too.
What's today?
I know, mark the date. 10/24, please. The fact of the matter is, I don't see how the purge is not a good idea. If you could kill somebody and not get and get totally away with it.
Look at this guy. It's Adolf Hitler, this guy.
It's not Adolf Hitler. It's
one day.
Excuse me. Hitler had how much shit?
How many people? One? Just one?
You can kill whoever you want on the purge, right?
You gotta have a reason.
But it's more than one or just one person?
What exactly? Billy, can you please look up the rules of the purge?
You gotta have a reason.
I don't know.
They have rules?
Yeah, there's gotta be like a because if Ricky brings up a valid point, if you can kill one, or if I can kill like a shitload, there's a difference.
Because they're just some motherfuckers who are waste of sperm.
Thank you, Ricky!
You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know what we should do? Maybe we should have like a vote.
They mother should swallow the most votes, you just shoot them.
No. See, no. That's too much organization. I say the purge gets active. I know there's a time span from, like, I think it's like only a 12-hour period or 16-hour period when the purge is active. I mean, Billy's looking up the rules right now.
Apparently, they're fraught with complications, it says.
No, but what is the actual time frame? Look up the time. Let's just look up the movie. It'll fucking, like, in Wikipedia, it'll tell you the fucking rules. The first, not the first purge.
Weapons of class 4 and lower have been authorized.
All right, so we get to use,
so
like,
we don't know what those.
Probably class 4, probably, like, handguns.
Shotguns.
Government officials of ranking 10 have been granted immunity.
Yeah.
So you can't go after them.
Can't go after the government?
Right. You cannot.
Everybody be looking for a job with the motor vehicle bureau.
Once the sirens
isn't doing it.
Sirens kick off, you got 12 hours
12
continuous.
Hours. So for 12 hours, you have the ability.
And then at 7 a.m. in the morning, that's when the police will
come out.
And emergency services and all that action.
So, at 7:01, if you're standing there about to shoot somebody.
You can't shoot
And
them.
Then you shoot them, you're now charged with murder.
Right.
That's what we're saying. Oh. So there is ramifications to this. I'm pro-purge because the fact of the matter is, that if you, there are tons of people I'd love to eradicate off this earth. Yeah. The government's one thing. That's like a pipe dream.
Yeah, but
where you go, I go kill all these senators and we'll go down there and go shoot.
Yeah, but even if you do
that's
that.
That's a pipe dream. Yeah.
What's replacing them?
None of that.
What are you replacing them
with?
That's what I'm saying. You don't know what you're going to get. It could be 10 times worse.
Exactly. That's why I'm saying it's a pipe dream. I'm talking about the fuckers that, like, somebody that just rubs you the wrong way.
Yeah, but what
if during the purge, I can eradicate off this earth.
Yeah, but what if
I will be happy.
What if I like that person? What gives you
the
right
to kill
somebody
else? Well, then you have the right to kill me.
Well, that's not the...
You have the right to kill me during the 12-hour period.
That's a pretty stupid idea.
No, if you want to... There's nobody on this earth that you would kill.
Well, yeah.
So, who are you? Give me one. Say Billy, because that's the obvious answer.
No, I like Billy, but I wouldn't kill Billy.
So who would you kill? Give me the one.
Well, on certain days I'd kill you.
I know. So, well, same thing, same here.
Yeah.
Driving in the car, I literally was hoping for the purge.
I'm not mentioning no names on the air.
All right, I don't want to incriminate.
Everybody's got somebody somewhere that they would want to get rid of.
That's a very good point, because on some days I'd kill him.
Yeah, but you can do that, though, because during the purge...
Killing is too final.
I've never even...
You might get mad for the minute, but then, like, you know, Thursday, you go, wait a minute, why did I kill that guy? He was not bad, you know?
Wait a minute, he owed me money.
Not
the motherfucker I
want to
kill.
Wait, excuse me. You're not going to make a... I'm talking more like what Ricky's even getting. He's beating around the bush. He doesn't want to say the person's name.
Oh, okay.
But Ricky's making the valid point of saying, this is something somebody you're fed up with. Mm-hmm. It's not somebody that literally tripped you and you're like, he smudged my pumas.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to kill him during the purge. Yeah. Like, it's somebody that's on your shit list for a while. Yeah. It's not somebody that's on your shit list because, they chew with their mouth open. I got to kill this cocksucker.
It's not a sport. It's to, like, cleanse the stuff,
release,
you know?
That'll work for me.
Exactly.
So you have that one or two people you're like, you know what? I could really do without them in my life.
I want to point out, I like Ricky on the show because he fucking agrees.
Why don't they just go to a warring country and give him a gun and say, here, go to Afghanistan.
Because that's real.
No, because I don't want...
that's real.
Excuse me.
They could shoot me.
I don't want to go to the warring country. Yeah. I want to stay in the comforts of the good old U.S. of A. Yeah. And kill a motherfucker.
Right, and go home and eat spaghetti and meatballs.
Or at least canned spaghetti and meatballs, depending, because I don't know what goes on during the purge.
Sure, you
know. Stores are closed.
You got to get everything ahead of time.
I'm sure
there's that one liquor store that fucking doesn't close. Because you're going to need liquor and cigarettes.
Pookie, let's burn this motherfucker down!
It's too easy to kill somebody. I like to torture first.
Yeah, a little bit.
You sadistic cocksucker. I like you.
No, right. I kind of agree with Ricky on that because it's not final. You know?
All right,
you
so just, how about you torture?
Let him die slowly.
Yeah.
Wait, so
yeah.
how about you torture and
well,
then I kill?
A bit, you know.
Yeah.
No, you torture and then I kill. I'll put the fucking final nail in. You guys go, oh, I'm going to pull
fucking
out your toenails.
Can he get that squad?
Damn right.
Man,
no, we got a black guy in there too now.
Man, there's a guy I would love to pour some cheese on his balls and just put some fucking rats down there and let them fucking rats eat his balls until he's fucking dead.
How is your cousin? Is he good? Is he okay? No.
Here, kitty, kitty, kitty.
Here, kitty, kitty. No, literally, but that's what I'm talking about. If you can kill, but you can kill him that way too. Oh, Ricky's absolutely right. Why would you not have the ability to, like, if you could kill a guy, like I'm talking about, like old, think old school Roman times.
Oh yeah, they
where they used to put
guys.
They used to put on a, they would tie a guy to a board.
Yeah,
right. They would put rats on the guy's stomach, and then put a metal bowl over the encasing them, and then put fire on the bowl to make the rats go nuts, and the rats would dig to get away from the fire.
Yeah.
That's perfectly reasonable during the purge.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
My name is Uncle Eddie, and I approve this message. I am pro-purge.
Well, I ain't voting for you.
Pro-purge. Wait, so let's take a vote. Ricky's pro-purge. I'm pro-purge. Are you pro-purge?
Well, I have conditions.
What is your conditions? Let's go. What are your conditions?
This is why you'll be on somebody's purge list.
You'll be dead before your conditions are met.
I don't want to kill the person. I'm awful, like, smacking
you don't have to.
You
can do that.
Yeah.
Dude, you can
But just remember, the next purge, they're going to probably come and kill you because you let them live.
Well, that's another thing.
You never leave witnesses.
You gotta have
Never.
You got to have a safe zone in the purge, like a place where the
There's
purge
no safe exist. Zone
There's
except
safe
for
zone.
Where you can hide your family and protect yourself.
Yeah, like,
you
gotta
How about
like,
Joe makes up rules to something?
I have to have rules, you know?
The other 364 days are your safe zone.
Yeah.
And then, boom, purge time... You're
purge time, 12 hours.
What if you kill
This is not Highlander. You don't get to go to a church and it's hollow ground.
What if you kill somebody before the purge?
Then you're getting charged with murder.
But then you go to jail and you're safe there because they, you know, they give
you're
you,
safe in a prison,
yeah.
Yeah,
because they give you 25 to life.
Although, wait, I don't know.
You may think so.
Wait,
because people may want to, like, say you killed somebody I loved or whatever. Now I'm going to fucking get even with you. You're in a box. You're a pretty easy target.
Yeah, you are a rat in a cage at that point.
You know, I could just come wipe you out. Save me tax money.
Yeah, and we don't know how the purge technically works.
Yeah.
If they might open the cells and go, have at it.
Yeah.
Just to make the prison population go down.
All the guards will be dead.
No. Everybody leaves. They hit the lever. The gates open. They let them out. They have the little tracking thing that in 12 hours will blow up or something. Who knows?
Billy's turning into a sci-fi movie. They got like bombs built into the
trackers.
Well,
yeah, the little tracker. And if they don't come back, it explodes.
We'll
somebody's watching Suicide Squad too much.
Give the screenplay to Mike. It'll be his next movie.
There you go.
By the way, yet again, I want to point out that that movie, Beyond Kempler. Kepler. I want to make
Kepler,
sure I'm saying
Kepler, not the Kempler.
No, Kepler.
I thought it was Kevlar, you know, like the vest.
Yes.
Yeah, beyond the vest.
That's
the
because vest. You're retarded.
I think so.
Yes. Wendy the retard is less retarded than you.
I hate her.
Beyond Kepler is a phenomenal
movie. Get out of the
movie.
Chat room, Wendy.
Yet again, we went to the premiere last night. I'm telling you, it was phenomenal. Yeah,
really was good.
The movie, like, it blew me away. First off, it's a very low-budget movie. You would never know.
No, it doesn't
You
look,
would
it
never know.
Like
That's
budget.
What I'm saying. You
it
would never know. It's a low-budget, shoestring budget movie, but there's special effects in it.
Yeah.
And not over-the-top special effects. I'm talking about, like, stuff going on the sides. Like walls where there's like graphics that are flying around, and like when they're in the fucking pods and he's moving his shit like it's an iPhone. It was pretty cool stuff.
It was very cool because like you know,
don't give out the final scene. That's special
because
I know you'll fucking
and like he had a friend of his that had a big stockbroking firm.
Yeah,
you know, with all the computers and everything.
Yeah,
and
you're off mic, asshole. You work in radio.
I'm sorry, I was so
Jesus, Ricky, brand new, still in front of the mic.
I thought
you years in the business but over here. So there's this thing with. Ricky, pay attention. Go ahead,
Ed. But he set it up like it looked like NASA headquarters.
Yeah,
right.
It does look
all
like
the computer
a,
guys.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
So it really looked real. I mean, here's a guy who put this thing together. And I got to tell you, there's like 80, 90 people involved in this movie.
Yeah.
And to coordinate something like that, you know, first of all, these people are working for either nothing or practically nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
And to get those guys to be in the same place at the same time to shoot a movie, it ain't no easy task.
No,
we have enough trouble getting four guys together. I can't get Danny to show up.
This guy
put it all together. I gotta give it to Mike. Yeah. Mike is a really
phenomenal
guy. Did a great job.
It's definitely, I would envision it. Me and Joe actually.
And we like him besides.
Yeah, me and Joe actually came to an agreement that literally we believe it shouldn't even be a movie. It should be a series.
Well, you had enough time to discuss it on the way home.
We did. Well, no. Well, 90% of the ride was, are we going to die? And by the way, the movie was good. Yeah. Oh, and also, by the way, another thing. Speaking of movies, right before we end this fucking show.
Yeah,
right. Halloween, the new Halloween sucks.
Oh, I haven't seen
and
it.
And I want to go on record as saying it
is
sucks.
Jamie Lee Curtis in it?
Jamie Lee Curtis
yep.
is in it. Yeah,
what the hell's that? Halloween 36?
No. It's the 11th installment of Halloween.
It seemed like the 50th.
Yes, but here's my problem with
is
this.
Is Jason still in it?
No, it's Michael Myers first.
Oh, Michael Myers. Who's Jason? Was the other guy?
Eminem. Yeah. Eminem.
Yeah. Oh. Please stop talking. It's the 11th installment of the franchise.
Yes.
But everything else is not canon now. Supposedly, this is the continuation of the first movie, which doesn't make any sense to me because the best parts of Halloween were the fact that if you watch part one and part two as one solid movie, it is a phenomenal 4 hours of your life. Really? It is an amazing movie.
Okay.
At one yes. part, the original 1978, and I think 80 whatever was the second one. It was exactly. Thank you, Michael was coming out through He was mad because you called him Jason.
Come out of your
No, that'd be a louder noise. They Alexa, fart.
That's a wet one.
Thank you. Okay. All right. So that being said,
yes,
this one supposedly is the sequel to that to the first one. It is horrible. It had, and I'm going to ruin it for everyone. Don't go see it. I'm going to tell you right now. I know it's already going to have a sequel. We get it.
Why?
There is because it made $70-something million in opening weekend.
Jamie needs a job, man.
Well, she somehow set some record for being like.
Well, she's the oldest. Right. She's the oldest woman in a be in a action movie, horror movie.
Action horror movie.
Whatever. It's some weird classification now that we make things.
We made it up.
Is she still hot?
In the movie, she's not fuckable. No? In the movie, she's not fuckable. They make her look.
At all?
No, because she pretty much plays Linda Hamilton's character in The Terminator. She plays in this movie. Linda Hamilton, I'm not saying looks-wise stupid. I'm saying the character who has been preparing to kill Michael Myers since the first movie. So she's working out. She's shooting guns off.
Yeah.
She's been
hanging out with Trish.
It's like a barbecue at Ricky's house. Okay. They're shooting guns off. She's been drinking. Yeah. It's a crazy shit.
She wear anything sexy?
Not a barbecue.
Thanksgiving, sorry. My fault. I'm sorry.
Anytime you get the family together, that's what happens.
Exactly.
Yeah. I know. Mine too.
Black Thanksgiving and white Thanksgiving are absolutely the same.
Absolutely.
There's no difference. That's racial unity right
there. Where's the cranberry sauce?
You hate your family being there.
Oh, it's God. Got fucking berries in it.
I don't understand. Who the hell would keep going to see Halloween, man? There's no end to this shit.
No. I love Michael. I love the whole thing.
Like you said, the first
two. I went... Because the way they were fucking describing this movie, it was supposed to be the retelling of the story. They were going to do new things.
Oh, boy.
They did nothing. Yeah. Literally, there's a fucking doctor in the movie. I'm going to ruin it right now. Here's your spoilers. There's a doctor in the movie who turns out to be like an uber stalker fan of Michael, and he kills a cop because he just wants to be like Michael. It's fucking stupid. And of course, because the original ending, because people went to go see it in the previews, and that the ending didn't work. So now it's "We Are Women, Hear Me Roar," and all three of the chicks live, all the Strodes and then Michael. Hold on, let me finish this. And then Michael dies. Okay. Air quotes dies. Could they lock him in the basement and then set the building on fire? You don't see him die.
Right.
And at the end of all the credits, you hear the breathing, the Michael Myers breathe, like the...
You can't kill
under the
dude. Mesh.
You can't kill the dude. No. And literally
11 fucking movies. He's still alive.
Yeah, and in the just the lineage of Halloween, in the contract that Jamie Lee Curtis demanded that they put in the contract, this Michael Myers dies in this movie. They refuse to put it in the contract because they will never kill him because he makes money. He made $70-something million in opening weekend. Sure. He's not going to not come back, you morons.
Did this follow anything in those, like, the way the horror movie genre was, where, like...
What, the rules?
Where, like you have to be a teenager having sex to die and all of that?
Did they do any of that? No, some of it
That
was...
would be a bad thing to set have examples for children these days.
Like no, there was just random killings. And there's so many homages, and this is where I get annoyed with Danny McBride and the guy that fucking... The co-writer and the director... of this movie, because there's so many homages that you're not creating anything new. You're literally just copying off the shit that came before to give a little wink and nod to the audience. But meanwhile, you're not doing anything new. Like, one of the most famous scenes in Halloween, the original one, is when Loomis and the nurse are driving up to the fucking psycho place, and literally there's all the patients are just running around the fucking the yard, right? Mm-hmm. That happens in this movie. There's the bus crash, and all the fucking mental patients are walking around the highway. It's the same fucking shot, verbatim. There's a scene in the second one where a fat lady's yelling at her husband.
No way.
Because she's cutting ham with a big knife. Of course, it has to be a big butcher knife. And she's yelling at her husband because he fell asleep while watching a movie. The special report comes on about Michael killing all these people. Michael comes in the house, takes the fucking knife, and then, of course, leaves blood on the cutting board. She touches the blood. She screams, yada, 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 whatever. In this one, same, not the same woman, but the same robe. She's cutting ham. It's the same fucking shit. He kills her off screen with a fucking hammer. So
he nailed her.
And then takes the knife. The same way in the movie, and walks off. So now he has a knife.
Of course.
So now
he didn't make a ham sandwich.
I'm hungry.
See, now if he picked up the ham,
I would have been fine with that because that would have been a little different.
Manja.
Everything was like literally the same. The other most famous shot in Halloween in the first movie is after Luma shoots Michael. Mm-hmm. Michael falls off the balcony, lands on the lawn.
Right.
And then Luma, after Jamie Lee Curtis says the famous line.
Get off my lawn.
Get off my lawn. No, it says the famous line, it was that the boogeyman. Mm-hmm. And Loomis, Dr. Loomis, Donald Pleasant, says, yes, it was. Yes. Looks out the window and Michael's body's not there. No. That's the famous, and then the music, dun, 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 that's where the music is. Yeah. Same thing, except now, Jamie Lee Curtis falls out the window. She hits the floor. Michael looks back, and then he looks out the window again. Jamie Lee Curtis is gone now. Oh, fuck you, you lazy shits. No one wrote this movie. This movie is literally bits and pieces of the other movies, and you shoved it down people's throats. People went to this movie thinking it was going to be different than anything because you built it as the retelling of how it's a sequel. The assholes that are in the trailer, the podcasters, are dead in 10 minutes.
Oh, God.
Okay, they're dead in 10 minutes of this fucking thing.
See, that's why,
it's horrible.
You know what? He's all these different ways they didn't try to kill him over the 11 movies or whatever this and that. The man ain't died yet. I'm telling you now, he's going to die from Lyme disease.
Yeah, he's going to get something stupid.
That would be good.
It's going to be like...
He's going to die of a stroke or some shit. Yeah.
I got cancer.
He'll get bit by a rabid dog.
Shit, cancer killing everybody. That's probably the way he'll go.
Yeah, but they'll give him something stupid. He'll get, like, ass cancer or something.
Or the doctors will be trying to save him and shit. He'll kill somebody.
Botulism.
He'll rip out his own tumor and shit. Fuck!
Look at that guy.
Look at it. It's black and raw. Look at it.
And you know what? People talk, go right? see this never, shit.
No,
talk.
People would definitely go, what?
He don't talk, right?
No, no, he doesn't talk. And he's also fucking 60-something years old.
Yeah, well.
Because that's the premise.
And still guy. Doing this shit.
The same guy's playing. It's Nick Castle, the guy that played it in the original movie. Wow. He's 60-something years old.
Wow.
So the body, like, the shape, as he's referred to, because that's what he was.
He's a little punchy now.
Yeah, he's like, he's old, fucking, he's old and chunky. He's in the fucking mental institution. It's like, it's just horrible. Man.
Has anybody ever seen him eat a meal though?
Man. No. He does. He eats in the first movie. He killed a dog, and he you don't see him eat it, but the dog is there dead.
Oh no!
Ricky Love, Billy, and of course Joe and myself. The show's over. So
okay.
You know, free speech is never silent. So always speak the fuck up.
What?
I said free speech is never silent. So always speak the fuck up. There you go.
What?
And if you're going to fuck that chicken, make sure that chicken did not watch Michael Myers in Halloween.
For sure.
Fucking horrible.
They sure doesn't look like William
Until
Shatner.
Next week, I say AMF, my friends. That means adios, motherfucker! And even though Danny's not here,
the
here's
Ham Radio
Danny.
Show is a production of the Unfiltered Radio Network and broadcast live from the Bunker Studios in New York every Wednesday night from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on unfilteredradionetwork.com. All material heard on the Ham Radio Show is copyrighted by the Ham Radio Show. Some material may be copyrighted by its respective owners. Any reproduction, rebroadcast, or retransmission of the Ham Radio Show's material without the written consent of Ham Radio and or its affiliates is strictly prohibited. And if you don't understand all that legal mumbo-jumbo, here's Billy to explain it to you in not-so-technical terms.
So, asshole, that means you can't use this without our permission. Fuck you.